One of the oddest and most interesting things ever on television was a TV host out of Cleveland by the name of Goulardi. Goulardi hosted a late-night show of old sci-fi and horror movies, and it made a huge impression on one 10-year-old kid who went on to found Cleveland's most notorious rock band, Pere Ubu.
It's the kiss of the tears, stinging and cold, the sum of the years, the story untold, in the heart of our hearts, the heart of the soul, at the heart of the hopes and the fears that we've known, we know, we'll know, we were throwing time away.
My name's David Thomas, and I'm the lead singer of Pere Ubu. I'm David Thomas, I'm the lead singer of Pere Ubu.
My name is David Thomas, and I'm the lead singer of Pere Ubu.
Wait a minute, I want to show you this. Enclosed is the letter. Dear Mr. Goulardi, like so many Clevelanders, we enjoy Channel 8's science fiction movie.
Never tired of announcing how bad the movie was and what a useless exercise of time this would be for everybody concerned.
Can you believe there's somebody that enjoys these movies? Whee!
And he'd be blowing up things. You know, he would be, you know, people would send in weird devices for Goulardi. And some kid had sent this box that would electrocute the guy that opened the lid of the box. And so Goulardi gets one of his cameramen to come on and
pick it up so we can get a shot of it.
And open the box. What's not to like if you're a 10-year-old? I mean, how can you resist this?
Hey, Goulardi's too cool. He gets the poor cameraman to open up the box. Yeah, they got a little shocker in there, babies. You're pretty tricky, right? You didn't catch Goulardi out after that.
And he punked out things before, I guess, there was punk. I mean, I think he was basically the origin of TV punk. One of his main techniques was that he would use a very primitive form of blue screen. The best one ever was when he was his Attack of the Crab Monsters. And they're in this cave, these humans were hiding out, and these crabs would eat humans, and Goulardi then he superimposes himself over this thing, jumping up and down, running back and forth in a panic, you know, and it was just hilarious. I was watching this and learning and thinking, oh, this is what it means to be an adult, huh? This is how you do things, huh? All right, this isn't bad.
My name is David. My name is David, and I've got a hat the size of Oklahoma, and I've got shoes that look like Florida, and I've got a coat that is like California. I've got shoes that jingle, jingle, jingle. I've got shoes that spurs on the feet and
I was interested in music that accomplished the same thing, that had this intrusive other element to it, that, by which we would incorporate concrete sound, early analog synthesizers, and just noise. I had a box of garbage that we would, you know, metal garbage that we'd stick on stage, and at various points, you know, I'd pick something up and rattle it or bang it or shake it. I learned so much from him, don't you think?
David Thomas, the founder of Pere Ubu, is performing solo at the Bowery Poetry Club in New York next weekend. And by the way, Goulardi's son grew up to be P.T. Anderson, the director of There Will Be Blood, Boogie Nights, and other films. Ada Bernier produced our story. Has some work of art, a piece of music, a movie, or something crazy you once saw on television changed your life? If so, tell us about it at studio360.org. Studio 360 is produced by PRI, Public Radio International, and WNYC. Our production team includes
Julie Burstein,
Vital Malad,
David Krasnow,
Michelle Siegel,
Derek John,
Jenny Lawton,
Pike Medinowski,
Alana Harper,
Josie Holtzman,
Kurt Schlachter,
Nick Haling.
And our theme music is by David Van Tiegum. Special thanks this week to KPCC's Queena Kim, as well as Ave Carrillo, Susie Lechtenberg, Tommy Tripodis, Matthew Kavnar, Nick Hafermas, and Klaus Andreasen. And I want to give a special thanks to Tori Hartman and everyone at Garden of Sound.
PRI's Studio 360 is funded in part by Ken and Lucy Lehman, who believe that winning workplaces respect, reward, and invest in their employees, by the Lilly Auchincloss Foundation, and by the National Endowment for the Arts, which believes that a great nation deserves great art.
PRI, Public Radio International.